Chapter 31. Mode of Life. As you probably know, the nature-born personality is only one-third of the divine creation. It is the creation of the instrument of the perfect human being. However, this human being can be called man only when the two other aspects of the true human being can unite with the instrument or bodily form, resulting in the manifestation of the threefold man, consisting of the spirit, the soul, and the body. For this reason, the nature-born human being who is aware of his calling must in self-surrender find and forge the holy link with the other two, the soul and the spirit. It is the purpose of the universal gnosis to go this way and to apply this process. The fundamental principle of liberation presupposes the possession of the soul body. This soul body is born as soon as the new soul state can and does link up with the seven spirit. A fiery, radiant, in other words, luminous field is formed around the pupil, like a spherical vesture. This refulgent, sparkling field is the tremendous principle of renewal. When can the pupil look forward to the link with the spirit and the soul, with its glorious consequences? This is as soon as the soul has taken up its position. Where is the seat of the soul? It is the open space behind the frontal bone. However, the soul cannot take up this place automatically. That space has to be conquered, for in the nature-born body, the sinus cavity is the seat of the eye, the nature-born consciousness. If the pupil does not succeed in replacing the eye with the soul, the spirit will not be able to descend in a realizing capacity, and the wedding garment, the soul, will not be able to manifest itself. The first thing needed is the longing for liberation, which must be accompanied by the inner detachment from the world of deception. That will cause, secondly, the entrance of the soul into the heart sanctuary. The third task is to make the soul ascend, which is possible only through daily, applied eye denial. The fourth task is the unification of spirit and soul in the sanctuary, resulting in the manifestation of the new soul vesture. The fifth task, then, is the transfer of the newly born consciousness into the new vesture, with the awakening of the Pi-Mander, as Hermes calls this new state of consciousness. The pupil who has mounted these five steps will control and govern his whole system on a totally new basis of life. In that state, Hermes says, "I went out of myself into an immortal body, so I am now no longer the one I was before, but have been begotten of the spirit." This was a brief sketch of the birth of the fivefold soul vehicle, the five-pointed radiant star of Bethlehem, the going out of the self on the path to life. Do you see the grand possibilities of liberation present in the human system? Whoever lives in the soul vehicle has been reborn as a child of God and has entered eternity. Whoever makes this his one goal understands why we speak of the triple alliance of the light, namely, the Brotherhood of the Rosy Cross, the Brotherhood of the Cathars, and the Brotherhood of the Holy Grail. It is a triple alliance which is united to become ninefold, the aspect of what is truly human. And what is truly human in the divine sense is to apply what one has learned and professed, and to serve the world and humanity with its fruits. We believe that this is the great call emanating from the young Gnosis. To receive the teachings, to demonstrate the mode of life clearly, and to work in a liberating way with the results, now that nuclear science has generally been turned into applied science, and nuclear reactors are present in many countries for various purposes, world and humanity enter a phase of dematerialization in a very accelerated way, and so the days of Atlantis will be revivified. There is nothing new under the sun. The old legends tell us of the two islands of the Atlantean civilization, the Black Island and the White Island. We can now clearly see the contours of the Black Island again in the Aryan civilization. Can we also clearly see the White Island? Is there, in fact, a White Island? Is there a region, a sphere, a current of life, to which all people of goodwill can be admitted in safety and in another development? Do you see clearly that such a fortress of security and liberation will have to demonstrate its presence in the very near future? Do you feel the urgency of this? What has to be done? We need to possess a group of living souls as large as possible. A living soul is a human being who possesses the wedding garment. Such a living soul has become a child of God in the true sense. Such a living soul is omnipresent, stands in eternity, is unassailable, and in addition still possesses the nature-born body as an instrument for gathering the harvest. How do you, as a pupil of the Gnostic spiritual school, achieve this living soul state? Meet the standards of the Triple Alliance of the Light. You have the teachings. Apply them from now on, every moment of the day, from hour to hour in your daily life. That is, mode of life. Then the fruits will soon become apparent. Then these fruits will be eaten by many that are hungry. The pivot on which everything depends is mode of life.